感谢主，今天早上我们有了洗礼。
Thanks the Lord that this morning we had the baptism.
我们很欢喜呢，这是有五位新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
And we're very pleased to have five newly baptized brothers and sisters.
就像圣经所说的，有罪人悔改，在天上的天使跟真神都一同欢喜。
Just like the Bible says that when they are people who repent, the angels in heaven will rejoice with them.
所以我们今天有五位新受洗的弟兄姐妹是我们全教会大家都欢喜的。
And today there are five newly baptized brothers and sisters that we are rejoicing about.
他们要加入我们这个属灵的大家庭。
They are joining this bigger family in Christ.
那么按照圣经的教训，我们要为他们来举行洗脚礼。
According to the teaching of the Bible, we'll carry out this foot washing sacrament.
在圣礼之前，我们先来讲解洗脚礼的道理跟它的奥秘。
Before we hold the foot washing sacrament, we would like to talk about the doctrines.
因为洗脚礼也是一个圣礼，所以它有奥秘。
And because it's a sacrament, therefore there's a mystery to it.
我们要来了解这个奥秘相信这个奥秘，我们要领受这个福气。
To understand this mystery and also to receive His blessings.
我们一起来看约翰福音十三章。
Please turn to Gospel of John chapter 13,
第一节
verse 1.
约翰福音十三章第一节
Gospel of John chapter 13, verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
It was just before the Passover feast, Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love.
主耶稣呢，在跟门徒聚集一起吃饭的时候，
when Jesus gathered with his disciples for supper,
因为这已经接近逾越节，
that was about time for the Passover feast.
那么主耶稣他已经知道，在逾越节他要被钉十字架。
In the day of Passover, after the day of Passover, he's going to be crucified.
然后他要离开门徒。
He will leave the disciples.
但是呢，他要在离开门徒之前，要对他们做一个最后的交代。
Before his departure, he wanted to have an instruction for them.
就是要交代他们要彼此相爱。
Which is to instruct them to love each one another.
但是只用口头上的一个命令跟教训是不够的。
But through the words to ask them to love one another is just not enough.
因为人通常只用耳朵来听，很容易听了就忘记。
Because as human, we always listen, but we always forget.
所以主耶稣在这里呢，要用行动来表现出一个道理，让他们永远的记在心里。
Over here, Jesus showed them by an action so that they will remember forever.
所以后来主耶稣就为门徒洗脚。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
耶稣要用这个洗脚来表明他对门徒的爱。
Washing their feet is to show his love for them.
然后才能够叫门徒也用这样的爱来彼此相爱。
So can they use the same kind of love to love one another?
所以耶稣爱世间属自己的人。
So God loved those who are in the world.
我们才说在受洗之后，我们都是属于主耶稣的人了。
Therefore, we said after baptism, we are of Jesus.
如果在受洗以前，我们还不是主耶稣的人。
Before the baptism, we are not of Jesus Christ.
所以在受洗之前，我们没有这个洗脚礼。
Before baptism, we do not carry out the holy, foot washing sacrament.
在洗脚礼之后，在受洗之后已经成为主耶稣的人，然后主耶稣就要为我们来实行洗脚。
After baptism, the Lord Jesus will wash our feet.
这就是主耶稣爱世间属自己的人。
This is the love of the Lord for those who belong to Him.
再来就是要爱他们到底。
And also to love them to the fullest extent.
这个爱不是只有短暂的爱。
This love is not temporary.
是要爱他们到底的爱。
It's to love to the full extent.
不受环境的影响而改变。
It's not going to be influenced by the environment.
也不要受时间的延长而改变。
It will not be limited by the lengthening of time.
但是人常常的爱都会受环境跟时间的影响而改变的。
But the love of human being always change over time.
但是主耶稣要给我们的爱却是爱到底的爱。
But the love of Lord Jesus Christ is to the fullest extent for all of us.
这是一个不改变的爱。
This is an unchangeable love.
这才是我们今天最宝贵的爱。
This is the most precious love of all.
那么这样的爱呢，要如何表现？
And how can we manifest this kind of love?
主耶稣亲自来为门徒洗脚。
The Lord Jesus washed the feet of apostles.
所以洗脚呢，这是一个爱的一个教义。
So the for him to wash their feet is to teach them to love.
洗脚是一个爱的圣礼。
And foot washing sacrament, it is a sacrament itself.
我们今天要实行这个洗脚，也是再次的来体会主耶稣对我们的爱。
Today we carry out this foot washing sacrament is to understand the love of the Lord once again.
我们呢为今天信受洗的弟兄姐妹来举行洗脚礼。
Today we'll hold this foot washing sacrament for brothers and sisters.
这也是要来体会主耶稣的爱。
To feel the love of Lord Jesus.
同时，让我们在座的所有的弟兄姐妹也再一次的复习回忆主耶稣对我们的爱。
At the same time, also for brothers and sisters to revisit the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
主耶稣他来到这个世界，他就是要来拯救人类。
The purpose of Jesus coming to this world is to save man.
他就是要表达对人的爱。
Is to present his love for us.
他知道自己来到世界的目的。
He knows the purpose of his coming.
现在他快要完成这个工作了。
So now he is about to complete his work.
但是他要对门徒做最后的一个交代。
But then there is one last instruction he want to give to his
disciples. 因此这里记载说，主耶稣他已经知道父将万有交在他手里。
It says here he know that the Father has put all things under his power.
这就是一个属灵的权柄。
That is the power in the spirit.
所以主耶稣现在已经得到这种属灵的权柄，他能够来完成这个救恩。
With such a power, he is able to complete such a salvation.
因此，他就离席站起来，要为门徒来做洗脚。
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and performed the foot washing.
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。第五节。
Verse 5.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
Verse 4, so he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him.
这里记载了主耶稣，他就离开他的老师的这个位席。
Here it says he got up from his meal.
他用手脱了衣服，拿手巾束腰。
Then he took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist.
他已经不再做老师，他现在要来做仆人。
He's no longer a teacher, he's now a servant.
他就把水倒在盆里面，开始洗门徒的脚。
Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash his disciples' feet.
然后洗完以后就用手巾擦干。
Then dry them with towel after and wrap around him.
本来这整个动作都是一个仆人在做的事。
All these actions are supposed to be done by a servant.
在犹太人的风俗习惯里面就是有客人来到家里，要有仆人来为客人洗脚。
In a Jewish culture, if you have a visitor at home, and you are supposed to wash his feet.
或者是学生要为老师洗脚。
Or students will wash the feet of their teachers.
这是一个仆人。一个老学生所应该尽的本分。
And that is the duty and responsibility as a student and a servant.
但是这是犹太人的风俗习惯。
That is a Jewish culture.
主耶稣却改变了他不是按照犹太人的风俗习惯。
But then the Lord Jesus did it not because of Jewish culture.
他是老师但是他却成为一个学生，成为一个仆人的样式。
As a teacher, he has become a student, a servant.
他为门徒一一的洗脚。
Then he washed all of the feet of the disciples.
所以呢，当时的彼得呢，他很惊讶，他不敢接受耶稣的洗脚。
Peter was so shocked at that time he did not dare to have Jesus wash his feet.
我们看第八节。
At verse 8.
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。” 耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。第九节，西门彼得说，主啊，不但我的脚，连手和头也要洗。第十节，耶稣说，凡洗过澡的人，只要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。你们是干净的，然而不都是干净的。
Verse 8, No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you.
在这里，彼得不敢接受耶稣的洗脚。
Peter did not dare to have Jesus wash his feet.
因为这原来是仆人跟学生所该做的事情而已。
Because there was something that the servants should do.
所以彼得说，你永远不可洗我的脚。
Peter said, you shall never wash my feet.
但是耶稣却对他说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
But Jesus told him that, no, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
所以耶稣在这里呢，要改变了犹太人的风俗习惯。
Jesus wanted to change this Jewish culture.
这不是一般人的风俗习惯，这是一个圣礼。
And this is not a culture itself, it is a sacrament.
我们的所谓的圣礼必须符合三个条件。
And there must be three criterion applied to this sacrament.
第一个是主耶稣亲自示范的。
One of which it has to be first demonstrated by the Lord Jesus.
第二个是跟得救有关的。
Second, it has to be related to salvation.
第三个是主耶稣吩咐他们要去做的。
And the third is something that is instructed by the Lord Jesus to do.
所以洗脚礼呢，这个符合这三个条件。
Therefore, this foot washing sacrament fulfills these three criteria.
它是跟主耶稣亲自示范。
So Jesus has personally demonstrated.
而且是跟得救有关。
And that has relationship with salvation.
所以这里主耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
And the Lord Jesus said that unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
这句话也是一个属灵的奥秘。
That is also a spiritual mystery to say that.
这不是人的理性跟逻辑能够去了解的。
It will not be comprehended by human rationales.
这里是一个属灵的奥秘。耶稣说，我若不洗你，就与我无份了。这是一个没有天国的福分了。
So there's a spiritual mystery by saying, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
所以今天我们一定要为新受洗的弟兄姊妹来举行洗脚礼。
Today we must wash the feet of those who are newly baptized.
这样才能够与主有份。
So that they will have part with Jesus.
我们明白这个奥秘，要相信这个奥秘。
And we must understand this mystery, and we must also accept this mystery.
然后我们接受这个奥秘。
And also to accept this mystery.
我们就领受这个奥秘的恩典跟福气。
And to receive this mystery and also blessing.
这里的无份呢，也包括天国的宴席的福分。
The blessings that mention over here also inclusive of the heavenly blessing.
所以呢，我们一定要接受洗脚礼。
We need to have our feet washed.
不管呢，你洗礼以后隔了多久呢？都没有关系，都一定要赶快接受洗脚礼，才能够完成这个圣礼。
Doesn't matter how long you have already baptized. You have to have your feet washed.
这是我们教会对圣礼呢，一辈子一定要一次来接受这个洗脚礼。
So foot washing has to happen once in a lifetime.
这就是与主有份的圣礼。
And that is a sacrament that has part with the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，主耶稣就交代他们要彼此去要去做这件洗脚。
Then the Lord instructed them to carry on with this foot washing.
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说：“我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？”十三节，
Verse 13,
你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是。十四节，我是你们的主，
14,
你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。十五节，我给你们做了榜样，
15,
叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
所以耶稣这里已经做了一个榜样。
It's an example that has been set by Lord Jesus.
他吩咐门徒也要这样去做。
And instructed disciples to do likewise.
所以要彼此洗脚。
They have to wash their one another's feet.
主耶稣做了一个什么样的榜样呢？
So what is the example that has been set by
Lord
Jesus?
第一个，这是一个服事的榜样。
First of all, this is an example of servitude.
本来是仆人跟学生该做的，现在是主耶稣亲自做。
It was originally to be done by a student or a servant, but now the master is doing it.
所以主耶稣现在做一个仆人的榜样给他们看。
The Lord Jesus has set an example for them to see.
今天我们要学习主耶稣的这个榜样。
Today we need to learn this example.
我们要来学习做仆人。
And we must learn to be a servant.
我们今天受洗的人来到这个教会。
As we are baptized coming to this church,
我们在教会叫做学习仆人的工作。
And as in the church, we need to learn a work, the work as a servant.
我们要彼此服侍。
And we have to serve one another.
所以我们中午呢，在吃饭的时候啊，有人为我们预备这些饭食。
There are people who prepare the lunch for all of us.
这些服侍的人，他就是效法主耶稣的榜样。
And those who prepare lunch are likewise to those people who learn the examples of Lord Jesus.
或者是呢，垃圾满了，有人在清早啊清洁那个垃圾。
Or if the garbage bin is full and someone else is cleaning it up.
我刚刚看到一个姐妹呢，在清那个垃圾里面的那个盘子啊，有人嘛没有按照刚刚所宣布的，就把盘子也放在那个垃圾桶里面。
And just now I've seen a sister who's cleaning up the plates in the garbage bin because there are people who just throw it in there.
她可能忘记了啊。应该把盘子放在旁边啊，整叠的那个就比较能够节省空间。
Perhaps he or she has forgotten that the plate has to be placed aside for recycling.
可是我看到这个姐妹不会怕它脏，她就亲手把那个盘子把它拿出来，把它叠在旁边，我看到很感动。
But sister wasn't afraid of being dirty trying to dig into this garbage bag, and I was very touched seeing it.
这就是一个服事。
That is a kind of service.
服侍就是把自己愿意降卑下来。
Service means that you are willing to humble yourself.
那不然把那个脏的垃圾桶，谁愿意去碰它呢？
The garbage bin is so dirty. Who want to touch it?
我也想要去弄，可是被他弄完了，我就没得弄了。
And I just wanted to do it, but she has already done it, so I didn't have anything to do.
当时我真的很惭愧，哎呀，我赶快来做，可是来不及了。
I just felt so ashamed because it had been done.
所以真的我们要把自己谦卑下来，我们才能够做服事的工作。
Therefore, we, in order to do church work, we have to humble ourselves first.
教会每个人都是服事的。
And every single person in the church can serve.
我们不是来教会当老大，让人家来服事我们。
We are not coming to the church as a boss to be served.
我们只有做服事的仆人。
We can only be a servant serving others.
是因为我们要效法主耶稣的榜样。
It's all because we have to learn from the example of Lord Jesus.
接着主耶稣也对他们说啊，我洗过澡的人要把脚一洗，全身就干净了。
And then Jesus also said, for those who has washed their body, they have to wash their feet as well to be clean.
所以洗脚呢，也是要得到圣洁的一个身份。
And after foot washing, it is to receive the calling as a holy person.
当然，这个跟洗礼呢并不冲突。
Of course, it's not in conflict with baptism.
我们已经受洗，已经得到干净、圣洁了。
After baptism, we have been cleansed and we become clean.
但是那是神对我们的赦免。
But then that is the forgiveness of the Lord for us.
可是，在教会里面，我们人与人之间可能会有一些得罪的事情。
But sometimes between brothers and sisters in a church, maybe we have conflict with one another.
所以我们人跟人之间也要彼此赦免。
Between men, we have to forgive one another.
那赦免之后才能够得到圣洁。
After such a forgiveness, then can you be holy?
因此我们在教会里面要有一个整体性的圣洁。
In a church, we must be holy as a whole.
我们要全身得到干净。
And our entire body has to be clean.
再来呢，年犹大他要卖主。
And even a Judah was the one about to betray Jesus.
但是主耶稣还是为犹大洗脚。
But Jesus still washed Judah's feet.
所以主耶稣要用洗脚，能不能来感动犹大呢？
And Jesus was thinking if he can touch Judah.
让犹大不要来出卖主耶稣不要犯这个罪
So that Judah will give up the idea of betraying him.
所以这个洗脚呢，也是有一种赦免跟提醒的作用。
So foot washing does also serve as a reminder and also forgive.
但是犹大啊，执迷不悟，他不愿意悔改。
But Judah did not want to repent.
后来他还是出去啊，就把耶稣出卖了。
So later on, he betrayed Jesus.
但是我们今天还是要回到耶稣做榜样。
Today we must.
就是做这种赦免的榜样。
So today we must return to the Lord Jesus to carry on with this example of forgiveness.
所以教会我们平常弟兄姐妹之间也要彼此洗脚。
Between brothers and sisters, we must always wash one another's feet.
这个是教训方面的洗脚。
That is a washing of feet by teaching.
所以呢，我们一定要一次接受洗脚里的那个奥秘，与主有份。
Therefore, we must receive this one foot washing sacrament to be with part with Jesus.
但是彼此之间呢，彼此洗脚是一种教训上面的一种互相的赦免。
Washing one another's feet is to forgive one another.
我们要彼此赦免，才能够得到一种团契。
When you forgive one another, then can you have fellowship?
这是人跟人之间呢，要努力的目标。
Between men, this is something that we need to work on.
人跟人之间难免会有一些口语啊，或者是行为互相得罪。
Sometimes we might have conflict verbally or in our actions between men.
但是想到耶稣也是赦免我们的罪。
As we think about the Lord Jesus forgiving our sins.
因此我们要用这样的一种爱，也来爱弟兄姐妹，来彼此赦免。
With this kind of love that we forgive our brothers and sisters.
这是我们要学习的一个功课。
This is something that we need to learn.
那么耶稣说了，如果能够这样去做，就有福气的。
Jesus said that you will be blessed by doing so.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
所以今天我们讲这个洗脚礼的道理。
This teaching about foot washing sacrament.
第一个是要让我们新受洗的弟兄姐妹明白为什么接受洗脚。
First of all, is to allow these newly baptized brothers and sisters to understand the significance of foot washing sacrament.
第二也是要我们所有的弟兄姐妹再一次的复习，我们对洗脚的这个教训，我们做了多少。
And secondly, it's also a revisit for the existing brothers and sisters to think about how much have we done so.
耶稣吩咐我们要彼此洗脚。
The Lord Jesus has instructed us to wash one another's feet.
虽然我们今天没有真的有一个仪式真的到前面来彼此来洗脚。
Even though we don't wash one another's feet in the chapel.
但是在心灵上，我们要真的互相洗脚。
But in spirit, we must wash one another's feet.
我们真的要彼此服侍。
We must serve.One another.
我们要彼此赦免。
We must forgive one another.
我们一起追求圣洁。
Let's all together pursue holiness.
这样就完成了这个洗脚礼的教训。
Then can we complete this example and also teaching of foot washing sacrament?
我们就得到福气。
Then we'll receive the blessing.
这就是我们真耶稣教会很宝贵的洗脚礼的奥秘跟它的教训。
Therefore, this is a precious sacrament and also teaching of true Jesus Church.
这在其他教会都没有的。
In other church, you don't find this.
在其他教会他们甚至认为这个洗脚礼是不必要的。
In other denomination, they even regard this foot washing sacrament as not unnecessary.
因为他们已经丢掉了这个圣经这么宝贵的教训。
Because they have already done away such a precious teaching from the Bible.
但是我们真耶稣教会一定要回归圣经。
But true Jesus Church has to return to the teachings of the Bible.
圣经记载什么，我们就要跟着做。
Whatever is taught in the Bible, we have to follow accordingly.
特别这里说，若是去行，就有福了。
Especially it says here, you will be blessed if you do them.
所以今天我们有这么好的一个圣礼，我们怎么不做呢？
And such a good sacrament that is recorded here, why don't we do it?
所以真的感谢神，我们能够在真耶稣教会来回归圣经。
And we thank God that we are able to come to the true Jesus Church.And to return to the Bible.
这就是我们真耶稣教会今天所负担的一个使命。
And that is the mission that will be have been given in True Jesus Church.
我们今天圣灵建设了这个真耶稣教会。
And the Holy Spirit has instituted True Jesus Church.
就差派我们要做这种回归圣经的使命。
And we have been sent with this mission to return to the teachings of the Bible.
所以有其他的基督的教会这么的多。
There are many other Christian denominations.
到底哪个教会真正可以得救？
And which are the one that actually will be saved?
我们说只有一个条件，完全的回归圣经的教会就可以得救。
we will only say that there is one criteria to it, which is the church has to be in accordance to the teachings of the Bible 100%.
这就是我们今天所追求的目标。
And that is the goal that we're pursuing after today.
所以我们说，真主教会是一个得救的教会。
True Jesus Church is a church that can be saved.
所以我们要保守自己在这个圣经的真理之下。
We need to save, we need to preserve ourselves under such a teaching of truth.
根据圣经去做，就有福气。
And if you do it according to the Bible,You will be blessed.
现在我们要为新受洗的弟兄姐妹来举行洗脚。
And now we're going to wash the feet of the newly baptized brothers and sisters.
请弟兄姐妹来唱诗295首。
Let's sing hymn number 295. Thank God, we have come to a conclusion of this foot washing sacrament.
感谢神啊，他们从此与主有份。
Thank God, from now on they will have part with Jesus.
他们以后也可以参加天国的宴席。
And in future they will partake together with us the heavenly feast.
就像耶稣说，我们每一位得救的人在天国都有我们的住处。
Just like the Lord Jesus said that in heaven we will have our dwelling place.
所以与主有份，也等于我们在天上也都有自己的房子了。
When you have a part with the Lord Jesus, that means in heaven we'll have our own house.
我们在天上也有可以住的地方。
In heaven we'll have a place to dwell.
这是一个很大的福气。
That is the biggest blessing.
我们求主耶稣来继续带领这五位新受洗的弟兄姐妹。
We ask the continual guidance of the Lord of these five newly baptized brothers and sisters.
大家一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们。我们这次请梁传道继续来举行圣餐礼。
We invite Preacher Darren Liang to conduct the Holy Communion Sacrament.
请我们一起来默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿们。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始举办圣餐礼。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we shall continue with Holy Communion Sacrament.
唱诗296首。
Please sing hymn number 296. So now we remain standing and pray in silence.
我们将主耶稣钉十字架活活地画在我们自己的面前。
So we'll visualize how the Lord Jesus Christ has been crucified on the cross.
来思想他对我们的受苦。
To think about the agony that he has been through for us.
아멘.
Amen. Please be seated.
在领受圣餐之前，我们来查考一段圣经。
Prior to partaking the Holy Communion, we would like to study the Scripture.
约翰福音第六章。
Please turn to Gospel of John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.Verse 35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty."
主耶稣说他是生命之粮。
Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
也就是领受这个粮之后，我们会得到永生。
After having this bread, we'll have eternal life.
为什么我们要领受圣餐？
Why do we need to partake the Holy Communion?
因为圣餐跟我们得永生有关系。
Because Holy Communion has to do with our salvation.
48节。
At verse 48.
我就是生命之粮。49节。
Verse 9.
你们祖宗在旷野吃过玛哪还是死的？50节。
Verse 50.
这从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die.
这里主耶稣说，吃过玛哪还是死。
For those people who ate manna, they died.
因为玛哪是物质的粮食。
Because manna is a food materially.
物质粮食维持肉体的生命。
The material food will only sustain our physical body.
但是到最后还是死。
But eventually we'll have to die.
那天上来的粮叫人吃了就不死。
And this heavenly bread, will after eating it, will not die.
51节主耶稣重复。
Verse 51, Jesus repeated.
我是从天上降下来生命之粮，吃了这粮就必永远活着。
I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
这里说吃了这个粮就要永远活着。
And it says here, anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
那六十节门徒中有的人听不懂，觉得这很难，要吃主耶稣的肉，这个很难。
Over at verse 60, it says that there are some disciples heard it and was not able to accept it.
所以就离开他了。
Then they left him.
但主耶稣讲这个粮，是指的他的身体。
When Jesus said this bread, it was in reference to his body.
这不是物质上主耶稣的身体。
It is not the fleshly Jesus' body and flesh.
是他在要离开这个世界以前办圣餐，拿一块饼说：“这是我的身体。”
It is the Holy Communion that he held with a piece of bread in his hand and said that this is my body.
所以面粉的饼经过注谢之后，照主耶稣的应许，这就是他的身体。
And after the bread that is made out of flour had been prayed and gave thanks to, then it spiritualized into the body of Jesus.
那么领受之后，末日就可以复活。
After we partake that, we will resurrect at the end time.
这是奥秘，很难解释。
That is mystery. It's something very difficult to explain.
洗礼有主耶稣的宝血，你要怎么解释？
So how do you explain the precious blood of Jesus in baptism?
这是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
那真的在洗礼就有人看到耶稣的宝血。
And true enough, there are people who witnessed the blood of Lord Jesus in baptism.
又不是每个人看到。
Not everyone sees it.
所以那个宝血就是在灵里面的显现。
The blood is a manifestation in spirit.
所以耶稣说这是我的身体。
Therefore Jesus said that this is my body.
那个面粉的饼没有改变。
And this flour, this bread that is made of flour did not change.
但是照应许在灵里面，这个就是耶稣的身体。
But according to the promise within spirit, it is the flesh of the Lord Jesus.
我们领受就要得到生命。
After we partake that, we'll receive life.
所以为什么圣餐礼是典礼？
So why Holy Communion is a sacrament?
因为这领受主耶稣的肉，领受主耶稣的血。
Because we're partaking the flesh and also blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在哥林多前书在提到说我们领受圣餐要分辨。
So over at 1 Corinthians, it talk about how we can discern ourselves prior to partaking Holy Communion.
所谓分辨就是要知道这个圣餐跟一般的食物不一样。
We must be able to discern that this Holy Communion is different from those bread that we take daily.
好，我们看哥林多前书十一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
29节。
Verse 29.
十一章二十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 29.
因为人吃喝若不分辨，自主的身体就吃喝自己的罪。
For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself.
所以食物有很多，但是圣餐里这个不是一般的食物。
There are all kinds of food out there, but this is not an ordinary food that we're speaking about.
这是耶稣的身体。
That is the very body of the Lord Jesus.
是圣洁的。
It is holy.
是尊贵的。
It is noble.
所以我们有这样的认识，这个就是分辨。
With this kind of understanding, it means that you have the correct recognition.
那既然这个是主耶稣的身体。
And since that is the flesh of Lord Jesus.
所以要领受圣餐，要预备。
Therefore, to partake Holy Communion, we have to be well prepared.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
人应当审查，然后吃这个饼，喝这个杯。
A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.
吃早餐吃中餐也不必审查自己。
If you have breakfast or lunch, you don't need to examine yourself.
因为这是普通的食物。
That's just ordinary meal.
但是吃圣餐，这是主耶稣的身体。
But then Holy Communion is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以要审查自己。
You have to examine yourself.
我们如果圣洁了，就可以领受圣餐。
If we're holy, so can we partake the Holy Communion.
但虽然我们大罪不犯，但是有时候小罪不断。
Sometimes we don't commit major sins, but we have a lot of small little sins.
那怎么办呢？
How can we do that?
约翰一书圣经记载。
Over at 1 John, it says,
我们如果承认自己的罪，神就要赦免我们的罪。
If we admit our sins, then the Lord shall forgive our sins.
所以我们在领受圣餐是要审查，然后我们有良心不安的，有违背圣经道理的，我们要认自己的罪，神就赦免我们的罪。
So as we partake the Holy Communion, if we if our conscience doesn't feel right, or maybe we have committed some sins, then the Lord shall forgive us.
所以这样我们就可以领受。
Then can we partake the Holy Communion?
所以没有犯致死的罪，又不领受圣餐，这个不合圣经的道理。没有犯致死的罪，但是又不领受圣餐。
For those who have not committed mortal sins, yet they try to avoid taking Holy Communion is not right.
这个跟圣经道理不一样。
It's different from the teachings of the Bible.
那我们没有犯致死的罪，这常常有悔改又有罪恶感，这个跟圣经的道理也不一样。
And if you did not commit any mortal sins, yet you have committed some sins, but yet you don't feel feel rested after you partake Holy Communion, that's not in accordance with the teachings of the Bible as well.
因为照着应许，你只悔改，诚心悔改，不至于死的罪，神就要赦免我们。
Because according to the Bible, as long as you admit your sin, then you will be forgiven.
所以就不需要有罪恶感。
So you do not have the sense of guilt.
这是神的恩典。
That is the grace of God.
所以我们这样就可以领受。
As long as we do that, we are able to partake it.
所以我们要分辨，那分辨以后就是要审查。
We need to recognize it and also examine ourselves.
然后当我们在领受这个杯的时候，
As we partake this cup,
我们看二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this.
Okay. 为着封的时候要这样吃，为了纪念我。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
我拿这个杯的时候，照这一节圣经节讲我们就要自己要知道这个是立约的。
And as we take the cup, We must understand that that is a covenant.
是神跟我们立约的，用他的宝血跟我们立约。
It's a covenant in the Lord Jesus' blood, together with us.
什么是立约？
What do we mean by covenant?
如果我们要盖房子，
If we need to build a house,
你要跟那个建筑商签约。
Then you have to sign a contract with the developer.
那我们的义务就是付钱。
Then our duty is to pay money.
那建筑商的义务就是照着蓝图把它盖好。
And a builder, their duty is to build the house according to the plan.
那我们就可以住到里面去了。
Then we can live in the house.
那神跟我们立约。
So God has made a covenant with us.
那个立约最后的目的是什么？
What is the ultimate goal of this covenant?
就是要让我们的殿成为神住的地方。
So that
让我们的身体成为神的殿。
So that our body will become the temple of God.
让神可以住在我们里面。
So that the Lord will live within us.
最后我们可以被带回到天国，住在神的殿里面。
And eventually we'll be brought back to heaven to live together with him.
这个就是立约最后的目的。
That is the ultimate purpose of this covenant.
所以这个圣餐，这一杯主耶稣的宝血，意义很重大。
Therefore this cup do have a major significance.
那既然立约有两方的义务啊，
and since it's a covenant, there's two responsibilities to it.
主耶稣在十字架上最后一句话成了。
The last word that the Lord Jesus Christ had on the cross is finished.
救恩完成了。
He has finished the salvation.
怎么完成？
How was it finished?
他流出他的宝血。
He has shed his blood.
所以救恩完成这一部分，他已经做完了。
And he has done his part in terms of salvation.
好，那我们现在换我们了。
So now it's our turn.
我们要做什么？
What should we do?
主耶稣说，
The Lord Jesus said,
如果你要做我的门徒，
If you want to be my disciple,
你要舍己，背十字架来跟从我。
You have to sacrifice yourself and carry the cross to follow me.
我们信耶稣有一些话我们喜欢听。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, there are some words that we like to hear.
主耶稣爱你，主耶稣祝福你平安，大家很喜欢听。
The Lord loves you, the Lord will give you peace. You like to hear that.
主耶稣让你有力量面对你的环境，大家很喜欢听。
The Lord will grant you the strength to face the environment, and you like it.
主耶稣跟我们同在，让我们没有缺乏，大家喜欢听。
The Lord is present with us. Everyone loves to hear that.
但是有的话我们不喜欢听。
But then there are some words that we're just dislike to hear.
但是如果要进天，我一定要听。
But then if we want to enter the heaven, we need to hear it.
怎么上天国？
How do we enter heaven?
跟着主耶稣走就会上天国。
As long as you follow the Lord Jesus, then you will go to heaven.
那怎么跟着主耶稣走？
How do we follow Jesus?
第一个，舍己。
First of all, is to sacrifice yourself.
没有我的存在。
There's no existence of myself.
我们在这个社会上都是要求自我肯定。
In this society, we always try to recognize ourselves.
但是当我们在走天国路，
as we walk on this heavenly path,
要自我否定，
we have to deny ourselves.
这样我们才跟从主耶稣。
So can we follow Jesus?
如果自我很强，
if we find ourselves being very strong,
我们就很难跟着耶稣啊。
Then it's very difficult to follow Lord Jesus.
因为我有我的想法，我有我的理想，我有我的价值。
Because I have my ideals, my thoughts, and my value.
那我的想法，我的计划，我的价值不一定跟神的一样。
My thoughts and plans and value may be quite different from that of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那你怎么跟主耶稣？
How do you follow the Lord Jesus Christ?
就很难啊。
It's very difficult.
所以如果要跟着主耶稣，
If you want to follow the Lord Jesus,
要付代价。
You must pay.
救恩是恩典的。
And grace, salvation is a grace.
但是救恩不是廉价的。
But then salvation is not cheap.
这个我们要分清楚。
We must be able to tell that.
救恩是恩典。
The salvation is grace.
但是不是像那个打折一样廉价的。
But it's not something that is discounted.
要付代价的。
You must pay for it.
什么代价？
What kind of price?
要跟着主耶稣把我们自己钉在十字架。
That means to say that we have to be crucified on a cross together with the Lord Jesus.
同时。
And simultaneously.
所以受洗叫做与主同死。
Therefore, when we baptize, that means we have been crucified with the Lord together at the same time.
同时是指着那个罪我死了。
So to die together, it means that your old self is dead.
罪我，罪的我。
And the sinful self is dead.
那同时也是指着救我死了。
To die together, it also means that your old self has died.
因为罪我常常是等于救我。
Because the sinful self is always equivalent to old self.
为什么我们会犯罪？
Why do we sin?
以赛亚书说，因为我们偏行己路。
The book of Isaiah says that we have astrayed from the right path.
我就一直照我的生活方式，我的价值一直走啊，那就离开神，离开神就犯罪了。
We just do it according to our way, our thoughts, then you depart from God.
啊，那现在受洗就是那个救我要死了。
And after baptism, your old self will die.
那现在我就跟着主耶稣走。
So now I will follow the Lord Jesus.
如果我有想法，
If I have thoughts,
跟主耶稣想的不一样，
That is very different from the Lord Jesus.
我要改变我自己。
So, and I want to change myself.
我不是一直祷告求神改变他来适合我。
And I don't pray to God so that he can change him to fit me.
我要改变，求神祷告给我力量，我改变我自己来跟着他。
So that I can change myself first to follow him.
啊，这样叫做舍己。
So that is so-called sacrifice oneself.
这个就是我们做基督徒的代价。
As a Christian, that is the price that you pay.
哦，那因为付出了这个代价。
So as you pay for this price.
十字架就能够，这条路我们就可以走下去。
Then we are able to tread along this way.
走到最后就是天国。
Eventually, it will lead us to heaven.
天国就有荣耀。
In heaven, there will be glory.
这是最难的一部分。
That is the most difficult of all.
把自己的我钉死在十字架。
Is to crucify your old self on the cross.
背着十字架跟耶稣走。
To carry the cross and follow Jesus.
啊，有人说啊，最近生病啊，我十字架很难背。
There are some people said that I'm quite ill recently. I just can't carry the cross.
如果十字架这样解释的话，哦，没有信耶稣也有十字架。
And if you carry, if you explain it this way, then for those who are non-believers, they also have a cross themselves. Because there are a lot of other non-believers that are sick as well.
为什么主耶稣被钉十字架?
Why did the Lord Jesus Christ carry the cross?
他没有罪。
Because he has no sin.
他本来是不需要被钉十字架。
He need not have to carry this cross at the beginning.
因为那是救人受咒诅的罪人受咒诅的地方。
Because it is a place where it has been cursed for the sinners.
那是既然他要救人。
So since he wants to save man.
他就要背我们的罪。
Then he has to take up our sin.
钉在十字架被咒诅。
To be crucified on a cross and be cursed.
所以这是最大的善。
And that is the greatest good of all.
为着救我们。
It is for the sake of saving us.
他完全舍弃自己被钉十字架。
And he sacrificed himself entirely to be crucified on the cross.
所以今天所谓背十字架。
Therefore, what we mean by carrying the cross today.
就是因为我要跟从主的脚中行所引起的痛苦，这就是我的十字架。
It is to say that as we walk on this path to heaven, then we have to take up all kinds of difficulty along the way.
所以不是生病就是十字架。
It doesn't mean that being sick is carrying the cross.
是要遵行神的旨意的牺牲跟痛苦，这才是十字架。
It is about the sacrifice and also difficulties you encounter while you're walking along this way to heaven.
所以主耶稣说，你要背十字架，舍己，才能够下一步背十字架。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said that you need to carry this cross and also sacrifice yourself.
然后你才来跟从我。
So can you follow him?
所以当我们拿这一杯在手里的时候，
As we hold this cup,
我们是跟主耶稣立约的。
We are making a covenant with the Lord Jesus.
他那一部分已经做完了。
He has already done his part.
现在我这一部分。
Now is my part.
我们要立志。
We must determine.
神啊，你的爱感动我。
Oh Lord, your love has touched me.
主啊，你的灵加添我力量。
Oh Lord, please add to me your spirit.
让我能够完完全全舍弃自己。
So that I can fully sacrifice myself.
让我能够完完全全 背起我的十字架。
So that I can entirely hold up this cross that I'm given.
你加添我力量，让我能够跟着你的脚中行。
Please strengthen me so that I have the strength to follow you.
当一个人一旦舍己，
And when a person who is willing to sacrifice himself,
我就发现他受苦不会讲话的。
Then you'll notice that such a person will not speak about anything that is suffering.
我们看以赛亚书的五十三章。
Please turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
第七节。
Verse 7.
五十三章第七节。
Chapter 53, verse 7.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊牵到被宰杀之地。又像羊在剪毛人质的手下无声，他们也这样不开口。
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to be slaughtered, and as a sheep before her shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
有时候我们在做圣工啊。
Sometimes when we do church work.
有的是没有做什么，一直埋怨。
And there are people who just did not do anything, but they kept on complaining.
这个是，这样就很难，神托付我们什么。
Then it's very difficult for the Lord to give you any duty at all.
我根本没有做什么，别人做我一直埋怨，这样做什么。
And why do you complain over things that you did not do and what others are doing?
在教会里面，如果有人认真做圣工。
In a church, if there's someone who's really diligent doing their work.
我们就不要讲一些气馁的话。
We should not try to say things that is discouraging people.
因为现在大家活着都很忙啊。
Because people these days are very busy in their lives.
你在教会里面找得到愿意奉献做圣工的，要给他们鼓励，帮他们带导。
If you find those people who are willing to do church work, you must encourage them.
那如果我们没有做，一直讲话，让人到最后不做了。
And if you just talk aside of those people who are doing the work.Then they will just give up.
我们变成教会成长的负面的力量，把它拉下来。
Then we'll become the negative power that's holding back the work of the church.
那第二种人就是边做边埋怨。
And the second kind of people is they complain while they are doing their work.
做很好。
They probably have done pretty well.
但是边做边埋怨。
But as they do their work, they complain.
这个服事就不是很美啊。
Such a servitude is not wonderful.
好像很不得已的。
It's just like you've been forced to do it.
但是主耶稣是他去做，一句话都不讲。
But then you look at the Lord Jesus when he do it, he did not say a thing.
第一的，他肯定神的旨意是什么。
First of all, he recognized what the will of God is.
所以在他生命的最后一段路程。
Therefore, in his last part of his journey.
圣经说时候到了，他面向耶路撒冷。
And the Bible says that his time had come, so he faced Jerusalem.
他知道他要去耶路撒冷要做什么。
He knew that what he was about to do in Jerusalem.
被抓、被鞭迫、被鞭打、被钉十字架。
He's going to be captivated. He's going to be beaten. He's going to be crucified.
他只求神加添他力量。
He only asked the Lord to give him strength.
他没有一句话埋怨。
He didn't say a thing, a word of complaint.
这个是今天我们要学习的。
This is something that we need to learn today.
教会里面太多的杂音，圣工没有办法推动的。
In a church, if there's too much noises, there's no one work that can be done.
第一个，我们要认定什么是神的旨意。
First of all, we need to understand what is the will of God.
然后我们全力以赴去做。
Then try all your best to do.
一句话都不要讲。
Say nothing.
我们就跟主耶稣差不多了。
Then we'll be just like unto the Lord Jesus.
所以背着十字架跟从主，有一点就是要学习安静。
As you take up the cross and follow Jesus, one thing you need to learn is to be silent.
一直安静死在十字架上。
And you will be silent until you die on the cross.
我们就看到神的荣耀。
Then we'll see the glory of the Lord.
天国的赏赐就是我们的。
And the heavenly blessing will be ours.
所以我们在领受圣餐要立志。
As we receive the Holy Communion, we need to determine.
要立志什么？
What should we determine?
我要舍掉我自己。
We must sacrifice ourselves.
我要背十字架。
We must take up the cross.
我要安静默默跟着主耶稣走。
We must be silently follow the Jesus.
一直到我能够在神面前说成了。
Until the time that we are worthy to say it's finished.
像保罗最后他说成了。
And just like Paul also said at the very end of his life, is finished.
仗我打过了。
I have fought the war.
路我跑尽了。
The way that I have walked.
道我守尽了。
And the words that I have abided.
成了。
And it's finished.
那保罗在向往什么？
And what did Paul look up to?
公义的冠冕为我存留。
It's the glorious crown that has waited for him.
所以我们需要学习。
So we need a lot of learning.
学习主耶稣的安静。
And to learn the silence of the Lord Jesus.
学习主耶稣对神的顺服。
To learn the submissiveness of Lord Jesus.
那我们的服事将会是非常的美好。
So that our servitude will be wonderful.
会感动人。
And it will touch others.
主耶稣行了很多的神迹。
The Lord Jesus has done many miracles.
但是有一个神迹是非常大的。
But then there's one miracle which is very great.
震撼全世界。
And it has shocked everyone in the world.
从2000年前震撼到现在。
Oh, so it shocked people 2,000 years ago till today.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Please turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12,
32节
verse 32.
我若从地上被取起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
这是一个预言。
This is a prefiguration.
这是一个大胆的预言。
That is a bold prefiguration.
我要吸引万人来归我。
That I will draw all men to myself.
主耶稣讲的。
Jesus said that.
主耶稣是谁？
Who's Jesus?
木匠的儿子。
He is the son of a carpenter.
主耶稣是谁？
So who Lord Jesus is?
无学的小民。
He is a person who's not educated.
主耶稣是谁？
So who's Jesus?
没有家庭美容的人。
He has no good appearance at all.
主耶稣是谁？
So who's Jesus?
连放枕头都没有地方的一个人。
He doesn't even have a place to rest his head.
他敢大胆宣称，我要吸引万人来归我。
Then he said he will draw all men to himself.
这一句话我们不敢讲的。
We don't dare to say this.
为什么？
Why is that?
人死就是影响力消失的开始。
When a person dies, his ability to influence others diminishes.
这个是人生的事实。
That is the reality of life.
有时候还没有死，你从一个职位退下来，你就被忘记了。
Even before you die, if you leave your work, that people forget about you.
有谁能够把影响力继续持续下去？
How can one person continue his influence on others?
历史的事实告诉我们，没有一个人能够影响人永远，影响人一生。
In the history of mankind, there's no one person who can influence others forever.
但是主耶稣的预言实现了。
But the prefiguration of the Lord Jesus has revealed.
他被钉十字架的时候，连他的门徒要为他死的都否定他三次。
So even at the time when he was about to crucify on the cross, his disciples denied him three times.
全部都跑光了。
Every one of them left.
因为跟从主耶稣的代价实在是太大了。
Because they have to pay such a great price for following Jesus.
钉十字架这个苦杯喝不下去了。
And this bitter cup of crucifixion on the cross is so hard to take.
全部都跑光了。
All of them left.
这个话怎么实现呢？
So how can this word be fulfilled?
但是当主耶稣说成了，
When the Lord Jesus said that it's finished,
这句话就开始实现。
Then this very statement fulfills.
你看主耶稣死的升天以后不多久，
Not long after the Lord Jesus raised to heaven,
五旬节三千人受洗。
So at the day of Pentecost, 5,000 people are baptized.
主耶稣的爱贯穿了三千人心。
And the love of Lord Jesus has gone through 3,000 people's hearts.
再来五千个人心。
And then also 5,000 people's hearts.
从耶路撒冷一直震撼到犹大全地撒玛利亚。
So right from Jerusalem to Samaria.
一直震撼到地极。
Until the end of the earth.
今天主耶稣的爱震撼在我们心里面。
Today the love of the Lord is touching us.
为什么我们来到这里？
Why should we come here?
我们被勉强了吗？
Are we forced to come here?
不是的。
No.
如果被勉强，我们今天就不会来。
If we are forced to come here, then we wouldn't be here.
我们来到这里是因为被他吸引。
The fact that we come here because we are attracted by him.
他吸引我们什么？
What did he move us here?
因为他被钉十字架。
Because he has been crucified on a cross.
他是一个有实力的人。
He's a person with power.
他说我可以差遣12营的天使来，那你们能够把我做什么？
He can send so many angels, then what can you do about it?
他是有实力的人。
He's a person with true power.
他可以医病，他可以赶鬼，他可以叫风海平静。
He can heal sickness. He can cast out demons. He can ask the sea to be calm.
一个有实力的人，一句话都不讲，被冤屈钉在十字架，这就是他的伟大。
A person with power, and then yet he was speechless about it, and this is how great he was.
这个就是今天他震撼在我们心里的力量。
And this is the very power that is touching us today.
所以今天我们在领受圣餐。
Today, as we partake this holy communion.
要让十字架的爱震撼在我们心里。
We must let the love of the cross to touch us.
要让钉十字架那个手上的痛苦扎在我们的手里。
And the pain of nailing the hands on the cross to be in our hearts.
要让十字架那个冠冕的荆棘的痛苦扎在我们头里面。
And the pain of the thorn that's pricking into the head that is pricking our heart.
要让主耶稣被门徒出卖那个痛苦扎在我们心里面。
So that the betrayal, the pain of the betrayal of his disciple, that such a pain will be in us.
要让主耶稣被神离弃，那个孤单扎在我们心里面。
And such a loneliness, being betrayed by other people, that will prick us.
那我们就知道神有多爱我们。
Then we'll truly understand how much the Lord Jesus has loved all of us.
爱不只是在数算神给我们在肉体上、物质上的恩典。
Love of the Lord is not about counting how much blessings that He has given us physically.
爱是要与主耶稣同上十字架。
But rather, the love is to be crucified with the Lord Jesus together.
去体会一个罪人所应该受的刑罚。
To feel what it's like to be a criminal to be crucified on a cross.
爱是重新上到天国去看到神要给我们的荣耀。
And love is about going to heaven to see the glory that the Lord has prepared for us.
我们做什么能够有资格上到天国？
What did we do to be worthy to go to heaven?
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们得罪了神。
We have committed sin against God.
为什么我们能够上到天国？
Why are we worthy to go to heaven?
享受永远的永生。
And to enjoy the eternal life.
因为主耶稣无条件的爱。
It is all because of unconditional love that the Lord has given us.
如果这个爱贯穿了我们心，
If this love has gone through our heart,
我们对神的爱是无条件的。
Then our love to others will be unconditional.
我们怎么能说我不做这个，我不做那个？
How can we always deny to do this and that?
我们怎么有这么多的借口？
Why do we always have so many excuses?
我们怎么会有这么多的保留？
Why do we have so many holdbacks?
因为神的爱没有贯穿在我们心里面。
It is all because the love of the Lord has not penetrated our hearts.
所以今天我们要领受圣餐。
Today, as we partake this Holy Communion,
我们就要反省。
We need to examine.
我们要检讨。
We have to examine ourselves.
我们要立志。
We have to determine.
这样圣餐你就真的能够改变我们。
So that this Holy Communion will truly change us.
能够改变我们教会。
And it will change our church.
使教会重新带来活力。
So that the church will once again be relived.
这个活力是从主耶稣的爱激励我们来的。
And this source of life will come from the invigoration of the Lord.
没有圣被神的爱充满。
So that we'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们没有被神的爱充满，我们的服事是表面的。
If we are not filled with the Spirit of God, then our servitude is only on appearance.
当我们被神的爱充满，
as we are filled with the Lord's love,
我们的服事就深到心里面的最深处。
Then our servitude will sink into the deepest of our hearts.
是从心里面对神的爱的一种感恩的回应。
It is a way of repaying our gratitude towards the love of God.
这是从心里面最深处对神的爱的回应，就是一种香气。
And it is the manifestation of our deepest gratitude towards the Lord.
就是基督的香气。
And that is the fragrance of the Lord.
会感动人，也会吸引人。
It will always touch people and also attract people.
所以我们在领受圣餐要立志。
As we partake the Holy Communion, we need to determine.
从今天开以后，我们要爱主更多。
From today onwards, we need to love the Lord more.
求主帮助我们。
So that the Lord will help us.
让我们能够爱主像主耶稣爱我们一样。
So that we'll love the Lord as if the Lord has loved us all.
这样，我们在神面前就没有亏欠。
So we'll not fall short of the worthiness of the Lord for us.
这是一个无酵饼。
This is one unleavened bread.
主耶稣的身体没有罪。
Jesus' fleshly body has no sin.
耶稣的身体也是代表教会。
And the body of Jesus also represents the church.
我们每个信徒，虽然我们有罪，被主的宝血洁净。
And even though as person, the members of the church, we do have sin, and then we have been delivered by his blood. So that we are worthy to partake his body.
因此还没有在本教会受洗的，我们等我们明白道理受洗以后才领受。
Therefore, for those who have not yet baptized into the church, please refrain yourself from partaking it until the time that you are baptized.
我们现在跪下来祝谢。
So now we'll kneel down and give thanks.
奉主耶稣的圣名祝谢。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I give thanks.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Our merciful Father, we thank you.
在我们不认识你的时候，你已经认识了我们。
At the time when we are not knowing about you, you have already known us.
在我们不知道爱你的时候，你已经爱我们。
At the time we did not know how to love you, you have already loved us.
你要救我们脱离咒诅，脱离刑罚。
Oh Lord, you will deliver us from all kinds of judgments and punishment.
因为我们有罪得罪了你。
Because we have sinned that has gone offended, we are offended you.
带着肉体。
And you come to this world in flesh.
成为无罪的羔羊。
To become a lamb that has no sin.
你被挂到十字架上。
And you have been hung on the cross.
因为你背负我们的罪。
Because you have taken up all of our sins.
那是极难领受的苦悲。
It's such a great pain and a great pain to bear.
那你为我们喝下了这个苦悲。
And you have drank this bitter cup for us.
所以我们能够享受你的恩典，不必再接受这个苦楚。
So that we can enjoy this blessing, so that we need not suffer.
主啊，你为我们的爱是何等的深。
Oh Lord, your love is so immense for all of us.
求主耶稣借着圣餐，你将你的爱贯穿在我们心里。
Through the Holy Communion, may your love once again penetrate us.
让我们从今以后从心里的最深处来爱你。
So that from the deepest part of our hearts that we can love you.
主啊，我们虽然不能够为你死。
Oh Lord, even though we cannot die for you,
求你吸引我们，帮助我们，让我们能够为你而活。
May you attract us so that we can live for you.
使我们爱你的生活能够被你接纳，被你肯定。
So that the life of loving you can be accepted by you.
将来我们能够在天国来享受你给我们的赏赐。
So that in the future we're worthy.To enjoy the blessings that you've given us in heaven.
求主耶稣，你的灵运行在这个饼，成为你的身体。
May the Lord's Spirit work with this bread.
让我们领受这个身体，末日得以复活。
So that after partaking this bread, our body will resurrect in the future.
主啊，愿你的名得到荣耀。
Oh Lord, may your name be glorified.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请谢传道还有黄执事来播饼。唱诗七十七首。
Please sing hymn number 77.
四节中文唱两次。
我们请工作人员来端饼。
请我们接受，感谢就领受。
Please partake it after you give thanks to it.
458.
Please sing hymn number 458.
Thank you.
跪下来。
Now we'll kneel down and pray in silence.
我们要祝谢葡萄汁。
We'll give thanks to this vine juice.
奉主耶稣的圣名祝谢。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give thanks.
主啊。
O Lord,
按着你的律法，凡是罪都要借着血才能够洁净。
According to your law, our sin can only wash away, be washed away by your blood.
也按着你的律法，我们都是罪的。
And according to your law, we are all sinners.
没有一个是义人。
There's no one righteous person.
也按着你的律法，我们将要受到你的审判与咒诅。
And according to the law, that we are about to be going over to your judgment.
主啊，但是你爱我们的爱太大。
But your love is so immense for all of us.
你对我们的怜悯太大。
And so much mercy that you have shown us.
你亲自成为人来到世界。
And you have come to this world in flesh.
你预备的身体要我们流，为我们流出宝血。
You have prepared this flesh so that you have shed your blood.
你在十字架上无条件的牺牲。
And you have sacrificed yourself without any condition on the cross.
流尽你的宝血。
And you have shed all of your blood,
成为我们赦罪的泉源。
So that you have become the source of salvation.
哇，你为我们付出了一切。
Oh Lord, you have paid for everything.
你的爱是何等的广阔高深。
And your love is so wide, so broad, so deep.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
求你的灵运行在葡萄汁，让它成为你的宝血。
So that your spirit may work.And this grape juice, so they will become your precious blood.
让我们领受之后，能够将来复活，跟你一同同享天国的福分。
So after we partake this cup, we may have part with you.
求主耶稣，你的爱帮助感动我们。
Oh Lord, may your love touch all of us.
让我们从今以后能够爱你更深。
So that all of us can love you even more.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞归于主你的圣名。
May glory, all the glory.And also exaltation be unto your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢传道，黄执事，我们唱诗九十八首。
Please sing hymn number 98.
现在来唱诗345首。
Please sing hymn number 345.
请工作人员出来。
Please sing hymn number 380.
Thank you.
使徒行传十五章。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
因为圣灵跟我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九节。
Verse 29.
就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫。这几件事，你们若自己禁戒不犯就好了。愿你们平安。
It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond the following requirements. You are to abstain from food sacrificed to idol, from blood, from the meat of strangled animals, and from sexual immorality. You will do well to avoid those things.
在新约时代的守道，哦，这不是规条。
In the New Testament, this is the rule and regulation.
不是规条，啊，
it is not rule and regulation.
规条没有生命。
And rules and regulations do not have life in them.
但是神的话有生命。
But then the words of God has life in them.
命令的总归就是爱。
And the commandments, the conclusion of the commandments is love.
神为什么给我们很多的命令？
Why God has given us so many commandments?
是因为他爱我们。
It's because He loves us.
我们怎么爱神？
How do we love God?
当我们遵守神的命令，就是爱神。
As we abide by His commandments, we love Him.
所以主耶稣说，你如果遵守我的话，
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said that if you do according to my words,
我就要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Then I will be together with you, present with you until the end.
所以遵守神的话。是对神的爱的一个回应。
Therefore, abiding by the words of God, it is our way of repaying God's love.
但是有几条，这个是需要遵守的。
But then there's a few that we need to go according to.
这也是对神的爱。
This is also the love for God.
第一个。
First of all,
禁戒偶像的物。
You are to abstain from the food that is sacrificed to idols.
领受圣餐就是与主有团契。
When you partake Holy Communion Sacrament, that means that you have communion with the Lord.
吃拜偶像的东西就是与魔鬼联合。
If you eat the food that has been sacrificed to idols, that means you have communion with devil.
神是忌邪的。
God jealous over evil.
所以如果我们在吃拜偶像的东西，
If we eat those food that has been sacrificed to idols,
有的时候圣灵会离开，有时候信心会软弱。
And sometimes Holy Spirit may leave you, or sometimes you will feel that you are full of weakness.
有时候旧病会复发。
And sometimes old illness will come back.
所以不要跟魔鬼有关系。
So do not communicate with devil.
就是不要吃拜偶像的东西。
That is, do not have food that is sacrificed to idols.
圣经说血里面有生命。
The Bible says that there's life in blood.
所以血跟勒死的牲畜不要吃。
Therefore, blood and also those meat from the strangled animals that you should not eat.
最后一个。
And lastly,
要远避淫乱。
That is to abstain yourself from sexual immorality.
这个时代最难。
This is the most difficult thing in this time.
很多人都有一个观念，反正我关起门来，这是我个人的事情。
And there are some people who have this kind of concept that as long as the door is shut, there's none of your business.
跟你教会没有关系。
It's nothing to do with church.
但是我们要知道神的诫命。
But we must understand this is the commandment of the Lord.
这是对神的爱的一个表现。
That is the way how we show our love for the Lord.
有一个传道人，他曾经做过社会工作者。
And there was a preacher who has been a social worker before he became a preacher.
他说看到很多这些很凶恶的人改变。
He says that he has witnessed a lot of violent people that become good persons.
不是通过他的辅导。
It is not because of his consultation.
是他每次犯罪回家以后，他的母亲就以泪洗面了。
But rather, each and every time when they committed a crime, their mother were weeping.
一个很凶暴的人，看到他母亲流眼泪，他心就软了。
A person who is so violent, witnessing their mother crying, they softened their hearts.
他的心好像刀子在割。
And his heart is just like in the knife that is cutting it up.
他就不敢犯罪了。
He did not dare to sin again.
不是国家会制裁，不是法律会制裁，让他不犯罪。
It's not the country, nor the law that is able to curb him from committing sin.
是因为他母亲的眼泪。
But rather the tears from his mother.
今天有一个爱比母亲的眼泪更伟大。
Today there's something greater than the tears of mother.
就是主耶稣在十字架的宝血。
Which is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们被救脱离罪，是因为耶稣的宝血。
The reason why we have been delivered from our sin is because of the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
他爱我们爱到付出他的生命。
And he has loved us so much that he has to give up, sacrifice his life.
如果我们再犯罪，
if we commit sins once again,
最痛苦的是谁？
So who's the most painful of all?
是最爱我们的。
Is the one who loves us most dearly.
就是主耶稣。
Who is the Lord Jesus?
如果诸位你想要苟合同居 ，oral sex， 想想看。
And if you want to commit yourself into a homosexuality or fornication or adultery, then you think about this.
我们的罪是主耶稣钉在十字架上洁净的。
Our sins has been nailed on the cross, and we have been cleansed.
我们敢这样做吗？
Are we dare to do that?
不是因为要面对审判。
It is not because of facing the judgment.
是神的爱太大了。
But it's just that the love of God is so immense.
我们怎么能够做罪，做这样来得罪神呢？
How can we do such a thing, to go against God?
所以守到最有力量的是神的爱在感动我们。
So the greatest power of this faith is the inspiration of the love of God.
我们不敢让神忧伤。
We do not sorrow God.
因为他在十字架已经喝过了苦杯。
Because he has already drunk the bitter. A cup of bitterness on the cross.
我们怎么忍心再将他重钉十字架？
How can we once again re-crucify him?
这是守道的力量。
This is the power of keeping the faith.
命令的总归就是爱。
And the conclusion of all these commandments is love.
有爱，我们就能够遵守神的道。
With love, that we are able to abide by all these commandments.
求神的爱浇灌充满我们。
May the love of the Lord pour upon us.
感动我们。
And to touch us,
每一个人过圣洁的生活
so that every one of us will live a life of holiness.
我们唱诗
Let's sing him.
297首
Please sing him number 297.